You know, there's some stuff that we did as kids that you just can't get away with these days anymore. Perhaps Ding Dong Ditch might be one of them.
Yeah.
There's a viral video floating around of a kid doing the Ding Dong Ditch. And the whole exchange is caught on a Ring camera.
Yes. And the adult that opens the door is like, do you know where your father is? I'm going to call him. He goes, yeah, my father knows I'm ding dong ditching. She's like, what do you mean? Like, why is your father allowing you to ding dong ditch? He goes, he believes it's a core childhood memory that every kid should make. And then you just hear and see a man running, run! Come on! You're taking too long!
It is kind of a core memory. Did you? I ding dong ditched.
I don't think I did, but I did do a lot of crank calls, and I miss those days.
Oh, you can't do that anymore.
No, I know.
Plus, who answers
They were
a
my
phone?
Favorite.
Did you call you people can't. You know, or was it just random numbers?
It was usually random numbers. You know, we had this thing called the phone book. Back in the 90s.
Is your refrigerator running?
You better go catch it.
Well, you better go catch it.
Catch up.
Back in the 1900s before there was caller ID.
Back in the 1900s. Well, I always said I blame Adam Sandler because Adam Sandler had a tape of nothing but crank calls and characters. And then so I would take it upon myself to be like, I can do that. I can do that. It's I get all my friends together.
Do you call businesses or people?
Usually people. Yeah. They got it. I mean, you know.
Like you said, it's a right.
It didn't ever go on as long as it did on his album.
Right.
Which now, in hindsight.
They just hang up on you?
In hindsight, I'm like, maybe that was a little more scripted than I thought.
The problem now is that most people don't answer their phone if it's a number they don't know.
Well, yeah, and they'd see where I'm calling from. Hey. I mean, yeah, it's... No, back then it was like when Starsick 9 came into the play.
Yeah.
Oh. You're like, oh, game changer.
I was like, oh, we can't do this anymore. They're on to us.
Trying to get less fat. To be more than a coffee club village.
In your diet or around your waist?
Yes.
Okay.
Both. All of it. So in the olden days, I'll say pre-COVID. We'll use that. Pre-COVID, I had a trainer. I had a food plan.
Oh, I remember those days.
I had a
30. Where I'd go upstairs and you were like, I'm all set. I just had half a cup of nuts.
33-inch waist.
Stuffed.
I was in great, the best shape of my life in my 40s. And then, well, almost 50. And then COVID hit and all of my habits changed. And I have yet to unchange the changed habits. So back then I would work out to put on muscle. You know, I'd be at the gym. I'd do cardio, running around the building, doing whatever the trainer said. And it worked great. But now that I'm kind of on my own doing this, I've started to lose weight. It's been slow. It's just been diet. I'm trying to get out and get more exercise. So I bought another bike and the scooter's cheating because it's electric, but at least I'm out doing something.
Yeah.
But I came across this list of things that you could do and maybe implement these changes in your life to get more exercise. So one thing that I've always done is when I pull into a parking lot, I'm in the furthest spot out.
Oh, you're those.
I'm not doing it because I don't want people to park near me. Yeah. I'm doing it because I want to get the extra steps in. And I'm not kidding. A trip to Walmart, walking through the parking lot, through the store and back out is like 2,000 to 3,000 steps. Easy.
Uh-huh.
And my goal is 7,000 to 10,000. So right there, just going for a shop at Costco or Walmart, whatever, it's a couple thousand steps. So, I mean, that's one of the goofy things that I do. But this list had a bunch of things that you could do, easy things, that we're already spending time doing stuff. For instance, when you go grocery shopping, you know how when you get home, and we've talked about this, you want to get all the groceries in one shot? Do that from the store. Leave the cart inside the store. Carry all your stuff to the car.
Okay.
There's a workout there. We do it from the car to the house anyways.
There's a couple stores in Gates that won't let you leave the store with the cart. It's got those poles that won't go out the door.
Really?
Because there's a problem with stolen shopping carts over there. So I have done that, and you're right. It makes you not only lift something weighted, but it might possibly make you walk back to get more.
There's an exercise called the farmer's carry where you have like a dumbbell. Just get the heaviest dumbbell you can actually hold on to, and you just hold it to your side and you walk with it in one hand, put it down, do another track back with the other hand. So that's kind of the same thing. There's so many good ones. Do calf raises while you're brushing your teeth. So if you're sitting
there
doing
your brushing, can you demonstrate what a calf raise is?
Right now, you're standing up on your tippy toes.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a major thing.
Okay.
But I tend to, like, if I'm sitting in the kitchen and I have something in the microwave, here, I'll do it.
Oh, God.
I do this while I'm on waiting for something on the microwave.
You do, like, a weird stretch?
Yeah, I'm stretching and stretching out the calves and stretching out, everything. Do squats while you're heating up food in the microwave. There you go. Pick a favorite TV show, and you're only allowed to watch it if you're exercising. Could you stick to that? Could you actually stick to that? Bridgerton.
No more
Bridgerton unless you're doing some kind of steps or you get yourself an exercise bike. And no?
Stop watching Bridgerton? All of this is great. All of this is a great theory.
One of our co-sister stations has a walking pad. I haven't seen her use it since she posted an Instagram video.
What is a walking pad?
It sits up against the wall in there.
Yeah, I haven't seen it on the floor, but it's supposed to be like a treadmill to put under your desk. And we're fortunate that our desks are high enough. I have thought about getting one, but her lack of using it, I'm like, well, am I even going to
use it?
But like when we're off air, to be like, getting my steps in. And then I've made it a point to only go to the bathroom on the second floor, so I have to take the stairs.
And it's the other side of the building, and then up the stairs, and then back to this side of the building. It's up above us, basically.
Yes.
That's probably a good couple hundred steps.
Yesterday, I went and was, like, feeling the movement, and we had a couple extra minutes. So I went up to the third floor and came back down. I went to the abyss, like, all blocked off on the third floor. Walked up, like, the stairway to heaven.
There's a giant wall at the end of that stairway. Oh my God. Maybe we should be doing wind sprints outside on the sidewalk.
Wind sprints?
Wind sprints, where you just run. You run for, like, 20 seconds, and then you walk for 30.
Nobody
and then
said
you
anything
run for
about
20,
running.
Then you walk for 30.
I'm more into the yoga type.
The stretching
fitness,
kind?
Yeah.
Shavasana, like when you lay there and don't do anything?
Yes. That's my type of fitness.
How do you guys feel about this? It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. Skechers has a brand new line of sneakers out for your kids. Very fashionable, fashion forward. Your kids are going to look cool going back to school. But deep inside the shoes, if you pull up the insole and the little foot cushion thing, there is a circle that is exactly the size of an Apple AirTag.
Ooh, I can track my kid through their
shoe
sneakers?
Is specifically made to put a tracker in it.
I don't see the problem here, Billy. What are we talking about? What are you asking me?
Honestly, I think that's a great idea, too.
Yeah.
People are kind of freaking out about it.
I mean, they don't have to put a tag in. My first thought when I heard about it was that Skechers was controlling, like, who had access to the location. But if it's an AirTag.
It's an AirTag. You have it.
Yeah.
You, mom or dad has it.
Yeah.
And don't they have like bracelets for kids that you put an AirTag in? I watched a video on TikTok that there was a kid who had a bracelet with an AirTag. And then they also like had a keychain on a safety pin that they put on the shirt.
Oh my God.
So that family's definitely buying these Skechers, I betcha.
Yeah. Well, and Skechers normally, like, they're not teenagers who are buying Skechers. Let's be honest. These are younger kids because when you bang on them, they light up. Right? Like the light up sneakers. I want the light up sneakers. Or so there's probably like elementary school to like or like middle school. Those are the ages where you're going to be probably buying Skechers anyway. So I don't see a problem.
Yeah. And I think when, and I'm not saying that this never happens because clearly you watch the news, it does happen. But the amount of kids that wander away and get lost versus the amount of kids that get snatched, there's probably a lot of kids that wander off. You know, they're at the park, they're at the playground, they see a squirrel, they chase the squirrel, and then they don't know where they are and they're lost.
Well, you can lose your kid in the store.
Right.
That used to make me crazy. I won't name which one of my three would always take off and hide.
Aiden.
Take off and hide.
Yes.
And I'm like, just because.
Same.
They thought it was hysterical to watch me freak out and look for them.
Aiden also thought it was fun. Now he's three at this point.
Yeah.
He thought it was hysterical that the second I let go of him, he ran. It was like your dog Duke. The second there was a door open, pew, he's gone. Yeah. He was laughing.
Chase me.
That was pretty much it. But these are actually, they have a brand on them. It's called Skechers. Find My Skechers is the line, I guess. So
So if they're too young to have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to send them to school with phones. Well, how else am I going to, you're going to track them through their sneakers.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if we have that kind of technology, why not use it?
Skechers just dropped a new line of kid shoes that have a little area built into them so you could put a AirTag, those little Apple tracking devices for your kid. Mm-hmm. And right now, you look, they're only in kid sizes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's inside where your foot goes. It like is a separate compartment that you put it
it's
in.
It's like almost
screw
a little hidden compartment that is screwed in.
And then put the phone back down and...
Nobody's gonna know.
So when we talked about this a few minutes ago, people started texting in saying this would be great for adults who take care of their parents with dementia.
Yeah.
With the whole sundowner thing where they just walk away. Like, they don't know what they're doing.
And Skechers has that line of slip-ins. I know that's what my mama wears, so they don't have to bend over and tie their shoes because a lot of them can't.
Yeah.
So that would be perfect.
Intern Joe chiming in. Says these AirTag shoes can also be used to find where your kid put the shoes at home.
There you go.
Is it that accurate? Like it gets down to maybe the room?
I mean, I do it for my AirPods and it makes a noise.
So if you drop your AirPods,
if you're looking for them,
they fell out of your purse or something. Oh, they're beeping in your purse. I can hear them.
Oh, man, they're in this purse somewhere. Where are they? Oh, my God, there's so many pockets. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's noticeable.
Okay. So that's what would happen if you're looking for your kid?
All of a sudden, your kid starts beeping.
Beep, beep, beep. I know you're here. You're hiding in the racks.
What else could you use it for? Put it on the TV remote? We're always losing the remotes.
Where you'd put an AirTag?
Yeah.
I've got one on my wallet. I've got one on my dog.
Our remote disappears weekly. We have to go looking for that dumb thing.
On TikTok, people putting one in their car. Depending on how old it is, it may not like save your parking location. But then if for some reason your car was missing
or stolen,
or you don't remember where it was parked.
I think that's a cheap insurance policy, really. I mean, how much are those things?
Not expensive.
$20? $30? Yeah, grab one, stick it in the, someplace in your car or under a carpet or something. And if it ever does disappear, easy to find. There's a whole list of dumb places where you could put it. Your kid's stuffed animal. That's not a bad idea. Hey, you don't want to lose 10.
Oh, my God. The meltdown that some kids have when things are gone. I think that would be a great insurance policy.